Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. May the dear Lord be with you and bless you in a special way. We had a most wonderful weekend. Believers gathered from about 20 nations, and the Lord gave us His precious and holy word. And I was able to share this revealed word of God, share the spiritual food with those who are hungry to hear the words of the Lord. So we look back to a weekend of very special blessings. Many young people gave their life to the Lord and were just grateful that we're still in the time of grace. And friends, to me, it was so precious to know that God entrusted us with His word, as He did the prophets, the apostles, as He did with Brother Branham. God had confidence in those men whom He used to share His word with us. The same applies to our time. And I recall having been together with Brother Branham just a few weeks before the opening of the seven sails. And friends, just to realize what God has done in our time, how the supernatural took place in Brother Branham's meetings. The Lord Himself testified, and the presence of the Almighty was made known to God's servant and prophet, and also to God's people. For me, as an eyewitness, as an ear witness of what God has done in our time, it's absolutely great to know that the same word God gave to the prophets, gave to the apostles, even to John on the Isle of Patmos, gave to Brother Branham by divine revelation and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The same word was and is given unto us. The same revelation we share with God's people at this time. And to me, it is just something very special that God put His confidence into us, sharing His word with us, showing unto us the mysteries that were hidden since the foundation of the world. And this shows the election. This shows unto us that we are God's people at this time. And therefore, one scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1 was also very precious to me. I just read verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. No interpretation, no explanation, and there is no discussion needed for any Bible subjects. Everything is here in this book. And when the Apostle Peter was sharing with us the word of God, the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that by the gospel is being preached unto you. And therefore, we can truthfully say, we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but having the word of God showing unto us the way the Lord leads his church, leads the bride right to the very end, right to the completion at the return of the bridegroom. Beloved brothers and sisters, I say this with all my heart. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is love, there is peace, there is grace, there is forgiveness. All these attributes are there if Christ is there. And friends, even in the same chapter here in 1 Peter, it says, the prophets searched to know the time when those things which were revealed to them would come to pass. And if you realize not only what happened 2,000 years ago, but the things which are now happening before the return of Christ. We are now living in a prophetic age. Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. Israel is back in the promised land, and the church of Christ is back in the promised word for today. As I said many times, children of the promise, believe the word of promise and receive the spirit of promise. And friends, this is calling out time. This is preparation time. This is the time when the will of God must happen in our lives. Only after we are sanctified in the truth, knowing God's word is the truth, we can be sure to be ready for the return of our Lord and Savior. Emphasizing one more time that God's word, not interpretations, not explanations, but God's original word remaineth forever. And then the statement, this is the word that we preach unto you by the gospel of Jesus Christ. To me, this is just very precious. No strange doctrines, No new revelations, but returning to the Word of God in our time. And beloved brothers and sisters, it is absolutely necessary that we do have our personal experiences with the Lord, that we obey the Word of God and walk with the Lord in obedience to His Word. Respect God, respect His Word, respect His servants who are sharing His Word with us. And let me finally say again, the privilege God gave unto me to know Him personally, since I came to the Lord in 1948, received His Spirit in 1949, and then through all these years, looking even back to the 49 years after the calling to the ministry, to go from city to city, from country to country, to preach His Word, not interpretations, to preach His Word, and His Word endures forever, and His Word shall never return void, but accomplish what it was sent for. May the dear Lord have His way with you. May the will of God be done by the grace of God. May we all be ready for the moment of the return of our Lord and Savior. May the blood of the Lamb be upon you. May the Word of God be with you. And may the Holy Spirit lead you into all the truth. May the blessings of Almighty God be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.